Martin has texted in saying, Chris, I was on a special school design technology show with Fred the Weatherman from the Liverpool Docks. You know, he used to be on This Morning.
Yeah.
We had to design a car that would transport an egg propelled by an elastic band. Our elastic band snapped before the final race, and the cameraman told me to give our car a little nudge. I must have flicked it a bit too hard because it shot off like a rocket, leaving the other school children's cars in the dust. We won, but only the cameraman and I knew that I'd completely cheated on live television. But I won tickets to the Science and Industry Museum in Manchester. I'm still ashamed, says Mark. Don't be ashamed.
That's a lovely claim to fame.
Beat the system. Chris, our school, Edgerton Park in Denton, won the final of Checkers Plays Pop in 1986.
Wow. Checkers Plays Pop was one of my favourite TV shows.
Still in the trophy when I took my daughter back to that school in 2012, says Bolly. That's cool.
That's rude. Checkers Plays Pop.
He used to tell a story that they, after a few episodes of filming, that he used to have to empty all his pockets and give it to the floor manager.
Right.
Because when he was stood there...
Mm.
Kids would be literally putting their hand in his pocket and nicking his nicking his money and stuff. He said they were little gits. Chris, I met Tony Hart at a travel agent. At a travel agent's.
Oh, that's lovely.
Says Claire. And Ryan, we're going to wrap it up with this one.
Right.
My mum was on The Price is Right and won a white sofa in the 80s.
That wins.
That all still coming in
a
now.
White sofa. Very nondescript.
Apparently, there's Me on Bogies is doing the rounds on TikTok.
Oh, yes. I got it on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Does it say it's me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that you in the library, isn't it?
There's a screen grab. Yeah. Mm. That was one of the most nerve-wracking, weird things I've ever done, is playing Bogies with Dick and Dom in a library.
It's such a great idea, actually.
And it's absolutely for real.
Mm.
100% it was done for real.
It's a funny concept.
It's very good.
Yeah.
They should bring it back. Dick and Dom in a Bungalow should be on a Saturday morning.
It should be.
Because I think everybody would watch it. Adults, kids, everybody. Yeah. Bring it back.
Bogies.
There's nothing wrong with these cooking shows, but my God, there's enough of them.
There's too many now. There are too many cooking shows. I love a cooking show, too many.
I love Dick and Dom in the Bungalow.
Yeah.
Let's watch Saturday Kitchen with this man. Mm. Let's watch another Saturday Kitchen with another man.
Yeah.
Let's watch Kitchen on a Saturday with this person. Oh, my God, enough already, please.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Apparently, it doesn't say it's me.
It doesn't?
No. They've mistaken me for another Chris.
Oh.
You know, that Egypt. Right, here is today's qualifying question if you want to be on the £25,000 box. Lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to text the word box, then the answer to this question. 25 years ago, which UK band debuted with their first album, Parachutes, that featured the track Yellow? 25 years ago, which UK band debuted with their first album, Parachutes, featuring the track Yellow? This is if you want to play the £25,000 box game for day two. You could win £25,000. Text the word box, followed by your answer. Parachutes, Yellow, that UK band. Text the word box, then the answer. Send it to 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. Full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. Text now. You could be on playing the game after 8 o'clock this morning.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
We get letters, and the letters all have
do. Who's your favourite out of Dick and Dom?
Dom.
Right.
I like Dick.
Do you?
If I had to choose.
What? One of Pippa's friends snogged one of them once, she told us.
Yeah, but don't tell that story.
That wasn't on air.
It was last week.
It was on air.
Oh, was it on air?
Yeah.
Right. You just gone pale.
Did she know which one it was?
Yeah.
Really? Who was it?
God, I hope it was Dom. Right, what letters have
you got? Do you remember I was talking about Charlie, the wonderful world of Charlie?
Home one!
He dropped some presents off.
Oh, yeah.
He dropped a bottle of a bottle of Prosecco for Pippa. Oh. She's not here anymore.
That's ours.
We have it.
We claim it now.
That's how that works.
That's ours.
That's Charlie.
And a load of sweets, Freddo's, all that kind of stuff.
Hello, everyone.
And, of course, James, a little jar of jam.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you, Charlie. Lovely to see you the other day as well. Now, this is a nice letter. Hi, everyone. Long-time listener, but first-time writer. We listen every morning whilst getting ready for work and school.
Right.
I really enjoyed your interview the other week with Humphrey Kerr from Wrexham.
Oh, yeah.
It's what inspired me to write in.
Oh.
I helped run a grassroots football team that was set up to help men with a BMI over 30 with their weight loss and their mental health. Is that big, BMI over 30? I don't really know. It's sort of on the...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say...
You could do with getting that down.
Yeah. Whilst we are no Wrexham, we are a league-winning side and have our first promotion under our belts, so I wanted to offer the opportunity to invest in our club.
Oh.
We'd be much more grateful than Humphrey was.
It's slightly ironic that they've written in they're a high BMI football team, but they're looking for extra pounds.
Exactly. Dom. Very good. Maybe you could help us run a summer camp at Cap Dag. I don't go there anymore. It's a long time ago. Although they say the image of 40 fat blokes running down a nudist beach might put people off. That's true. The club are called Farnborough MVF FC.
What does the F stand for?
I don't know. I've Googled it. I can't find it. Affectionately known as the Snakes. You can see what we've been up to on our Instagram page, Farnborough_MVF_FC. We'd appreciate genuinely any support. And to sweeten the deal, we've included some chocolate and a mini Lego F1 kit for Chris.
Oh.
Because I know he likes his Lego, and I know he likes his F1.
Do I like Lego?
You know you famously like Lego.
Do I?
There you go.
You like F1.
Nice, isn't it? You like F1, though.
Right.
That's nice. And loads of Freddos.
Above 30, between 30 and 40, you're in the obese range.
Ah, okay.
40 or above, you're in the severely obese range.
So you're not... Serious
I was 83, something like that.
No, you weren't.
You
weren't. I'm sure you weren't. That's from Ollie, who sent that in. Thanks, Ollie. If there are people listening who'd like to invest, as you say, you know, it's not a Wrexham-type deal, but, you know...
Pass it on to Ryan Reynolds.
Stick some money into it, you never know. Also, just a quick one. Chris, we've been invited to something.
People are now trying to work out what MVF stands for.
Yes, I have Googled it. I couldn't see anything inappropriate.
Men very fat. Seems to be... Seems to be been texting a lot.
Man very fat. I don't know if it does.
It's an M, it's a little V,
yeah.
And a big F.
Yeah,
so it's man v fat.
Yeah, man v fat. Is it, I guess?
Great.
Yeah, men versus...
Good, I like it.
Chris, what are you doing on Monday the 9th of June?
I'm busy.
Okay, you don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
We've been invited to the Roman Theatre in
busy.
St Albans. Now, I've actually been there loads of times. It's an
is
open
it Victoria's
air
Secret's photo shoot?
No.
Then I'm busy.
No. It's an open-air theatre, and it's one of the oldest cities, obviously, in the country, because it's all Roman. Summer Open Air Festival starts on the 11th. It's in its 11th year. It starts on the 9th of June. We've been invited to a VIP event... I think Dom is a local boy, and St Albans is just around the corner from where he lives. It is. The night will include drinks, canapes, and a performance of A Midsummer Night's Dream. Shall I sign you up now?
No, I can't.
Why?
Well, it's the day after my brother's birthday.
Right.
9th of June.
Yeah.
It's also Max Tyler's birthday. So
is it?
I need to be available for...
Right.
For things.
Well, Alison, do you know what? I might come because my daughter is a big fan of all that sort of stuff as well. So she hasn't got
what's
GCC.
All that sort of stuff?
Well, kind of theatres, you know, all that
canapes.
Sort of.
Rubbish.
Canapes.
Rubbish theatre, is that what you just called it?
Which one?
What? Things that matter.
It's the Roman Theatre of Verulamium in St Albans. It's brilliant. It's an open air theatre. It's lovely. Anyway, that concludes stuff. Thank you very much. Good luck to, I want to say to the fat men, but you know what I mean. Good luck to the football team. And if you do want to invest, it's Farnborough MVFFC. You can Google them and you can have a share of their club.
Do you think instead of oranges half time, they just have Jaffa cakes?
Dom at radiox.co.uk or... Send stuff through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London, WC2H, 7LA.
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's 7:42.
Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq.
Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Your bathroom is a venue where you sound most like a rock star. But if it's seen better days, it's time to speak to B&Q. With on-trend features, quality materials, and thoughtful designs, their latest collections make creating your own beautiful bathroom a breeze. From sinks to showers, paint to tiles, and lighting to flooring. You could win £1,000 to spend on shaping your own iconic bathroom with B&Q. Find out more and enter now at Radio X. X.co.uk.
Which business insurance provider is trusted by nearly 1 million customers? Take it away, Gina.
Simply Business.
From builders to bakers to beauticians, if you need business insurance, join nearly 1 million customers who trust
Simply Business.
So search Simply Business today.
Simply Business.
That's enough, Gina.
Oh, Simply Business.
T's and C's and acceptance criteria apply. UK only.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well, you're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get the iPhone 16 Pro Max with unlimited data for just £54.99 a month with club card prices, saving you £207. And you'll collect club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th of July, 16.74. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for club card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day. And that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at Dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's apply. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Johnny Vaughan.
I was in Valencia a couple of weekends ago. Mm. It was raining. In the bathroom of the hotel, there's three miniatures. I mean, obviously, I can't wear my glasses in there. So I just picked up one that was by the sink, and it was sort of creamy looking. I thought, well, that's got to be moisturised. I was walking around the streets. It started raining. I started bubbling. I was just walking around. People were just looking alarmed. And I just covered myself with air conditioning. Why would you put it by the sodding sink?
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
This afternoon from 4.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
This is the Chris Moyle Show. Hosted by, and you won't believe this, Chris Moyle.
Hello.
Radio X.
7:46 is the time. I said that like James O'Brien.
Is the time.
Gavin showed me a guy on social media who just does an impression of James O'Brien.
Oh, really? Is it good?
He doesn't sound a lot like him, but he's got all the nuances.
Right, okay.
Including the fact that James O'Brien sighs into the microphone. You got to fight. It's very good.
He does.
Very, very good. Anyway, I've got to go to the dentist today.
Oh, is it a big job?
What?
Is it a big job at the dentist today?
Well, it's a big gob. No, it's not. I've got 2 temporary crowns.
Right.
So I just got to pop those off. Mm-hmm. Not me.
Yeah,
I'll do it. And then put on my permanent crowns,
right,
I guess.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Nice. So that shouldn't be painful at all.
No, should be totally painless.
Easy.
In fact. And
in
I'm
and out.
Fairly good about it.
Yeah.
But I've had to bring my retainers in because just to see, because if the temporary crowns now, obviously, slightly, that means my teeth are slightly more built up than they were when I got the mold made
right.
of my teeth.
Yeah.
Well, mold, it was a 3D printer thing. Because I sleep at night with these retainers in.
To stop you snoring.
It's mainly to stop me dying in my sleep.
Ah, that one. Sorry.
That's the main reason. Well, for me, the main reason is sleep apnea. Mm. For Tiff, it's to reduce the snoring.
It's a nice side effect, is that no snoring, yeah.
But it does make you look funny because it kind of jolts your jaw forward a little bit. You kind of look a bit like...
You're always doing a British Forsyth impression.
You look a bit like the Churchill dog.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so I brought them in because when he puts the crowns on...
Yeah.
It will just ever so slightly change the shape of my mouth. And we just want to see if I can do anything about it because these things are not cheap.
No, they're not.
But, yeah, so this is what I have to do all the time. These are my teeth.
So this is what you wear at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
These things here. And they're two separate pieces.
Wow. Which one's the top one?
Well, it says on them. So that's this is the top.
That's the top.
So that goes up there.
Oh, lovely.
And then the bottom one goes down there.
They got like little tabs on them?
And they have little tabs on them. So
they stick together.
Oh, so it tells you how to bite?
No, so it keeps your
jaw forward. Your teeth.
I don't grind my teeth, but it's to keep my jaw open. There'll be many people listening to this who've got the same thing.
Can you put them in or do you don't want to do that?
I can do, but I will look like I'm at a gurning competition.
Oh,
and also, definitely. I can't speak properly.
Do you know what? That's double win.
I don't think people want to hear that.
Yeah, let's have a see on the text. 83936 if you'd like to hear and more importantly see this.
We don't have to.
Well, we don't have to.
Do you know what I mean?
But you know, I'll just sit back and just wait for the text to come in. The first one, if it says yes, then we have to do it.
Obviously. Well, not the first one says yes.
It's a snap poll. Well, the first one actually says, Tiff is a lucky girl. That's what it says from Gillian, who's just sent that in.
Listen, Gillian, it's either that or a machine with a mask on.
Yeah, no, you don't want one of those.
And then that's goodbye, that life, isn't it?
You don't want that. It's like Dennis Hopper and
Yeah, so so the little tabs on it are so you can't close your mouth normally, so you have to adjust. But then because it adjusts...
Mm.
And then, but the good thing is Tiff's really good about it.
Oh, good.
So she'll say, night-night or something, or have you packed your bag for tomorrow? And I'll go, yes, I have. And she'll go, sorry? I go, yes, I have. She goes, I can't hear you.
Unanimous on the text.
The texts are coming in now.
She goes, are you at the gym tomorrow for the show? I go, pardon?
Do you do Tommy Cooper jokes when you're speaking with it on? So everybody's basically, Chris, everybody's saying yes. Yes, 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 do it, do it.
I don't think they are.
God, yes, we have to see that. No, we definitely want to see it.
It's a need, not a want.
It's a need, not a want.
This is, now, you can mock me as much as you like, but this little device here stops me from dying in my sleep.
Which is, and firstly, let's say that's important.
Okay.
Yeah.
The jaw forward and the weird dog... cartoon dog voice that goes with it is a mere side effect.
Do it now, just another one.
Right. I can't do it now. I've got to play. What was that? People want the Radio X record of the week. No problem. I'm going to do that. I tell you what, I'll put them in.
Okay.
And then I will back announce the Radio X record of the week.
And let's see if we can tell the difference.
See if you get right. So, all right. Here we go. I'll say the same words.
Okay.
Can you read terms and conditions in it?
Shut up. The Radio X record of the week. Wolf Alice, Bloom, Baby Bloom.
Come here.
I really like that. That's the new song there by Wolf Alice. It's our record of the week, or possibly as my very good friend Chris Moyles would say, if he just played that track, he'd probably describe it as this.
That's the Radio X record of the week.
Oh, wow.
Wolf Alice. Bloom. Bloom, baby, bloom.
Oh, wow. Now, genuinely, I didn't think it would make much difference. I thought it might give you a little bit of a lisp, but it's changed. I can't look at you. It's changed everything.
Could you tell I'm wearing them?
You can't. I can't a little bit, yeah. Can you just do a bedroom badger for me?
Everybody knows Chris likes mashed potatoes. But is there a difference? Hold on.
The Radio X record of the week, Wolf Alice, Bloom, Baby, Bloom.
The Radio X record of the week... Wolf Alice, Blue Baby Bloom.
Is it the second one?
No. Yeah, is it the second one?
Yeah.
So you're going to bed at night time. You say night to Tiff.
Why have you put the bow selector?
I dragged that in.
Why? Do you think I sound like the bear?
You do. Oh, God. That is lovely. You are the bear.
Anyway, line's closed for the £25,000 box.
Oh, look, my tail.
25 years ago, which UK band debuted with their first album,
You just said Google.
Parachutes, featuring the track Yellow.
Oh.
Text the word box, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936.
And then what did Tommy Cooper do afterwards?
Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. Oh. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock today. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms and conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk.
Sorry.
I'd also like to point out, I am not over-exaggerating either. No.
Somebody wants to know who let Rami Malek in as well. That's
I'm
nice.
Going to regret it for the rest of our lives.
Oh, now that's good.
Yeah, you need to text in now.
What?
Lines close in 3 minutes.
Yeah, get texting.
Just say yes again.
Yes.
Oh, do you know what? Oh, Tiff is lucky.
I know, right?
Because you're having a lovely chat with Ozan.
She gets to have a chat with me every night like this.
Oh.
Anything else you want to say to embarrass myself further before we go to the commercial break? Break.
There's a few likening it to Zippy, actually. There's a lot of...
Don't sound like Zippy.
Oh, no. A little bit.
Dumb.
Yeah.
How?
But listen, it stops you, stops you carking it at night time. It's very important,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just... Because I get sleep apnea, so it's to stop me from dying in my sleep.
I think of the last bit. I got everything up to apnea.
It's because...
Could you say, yes, Miss Moneypenny?
Yes, Miss Moneypenny.
Now, that is good. That is very good, actually.
Right. Okay.
Oh. Changes your face.
Because it moves my jaw forward, so it don't die in my sleep.
Yeah. Can you just say one more? I like hotels. This is from the Rami Malek.
I like birds that fly and sing. I'm a fan of Mandarin Oriental.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. I can't believe they didn't ask me to be in that campaign.
Nice to see you nice.
Oh, get stuffed.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £199 million.
It'll have you dancing like nobody is watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in tonight's EuroMillions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at €250 million. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
You've arrived, your dream holiday. You got there for less thanks to comparing flight prices on Kayak. An idyllic local restaurant nestled in the cliffs. A peaceful pool with your own private sunbed. This is the life. All you have to do
is actually bookish. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare flight prices from hundreds of travel sites and bag a great deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
What do you give the world's best dad? Something amazing from the Which Cheapest Supermarket 2024. That's Aldi. Gifts like a golf kit with three golf balls, three wooden tees and a golf ball marker. Now that's putting your dad first. Putting. You get it? Never mind.
So, close your eyes. Picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
A lot of people think I sound like a rubbish version of Bane from Batman.
There is a little bit of Bane in there.
Thanks for that.
No doubt.
Yeah, you're all very, very rude, and none of you are very, very funny. Oh, look at the time.
Lines are now closed.
All right, lines are closed for today's £25,000 box, which means if you text in and you did it all correctly, then you're in the draw. If we pick you at random, we might be calling you up, sticking you on line one, line two, line three, line four, line five, or whatever it is. You might get picked to play the game, and if you do, you get £1,000, and then you get to play the £25,000 box game. We could be giving away £25,000. We'll definitely give away £1,000. It's all happening in the next few minutes. After the news with Dominic Byrne, it's 2 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, German police will start new searches for Madeleine McCann in Portugal today, 18 years after she went missing. They're being carried out close to where she disappeared in 2007. The main suspect, Christian Bruckner, is in prison in Germany and denies any involvement. Radio X's Helen Hoddenott has more on this.
Officers will be searching a rural area with a lot of waste ground. They'll reportedly be checking things like wells, ruins and water storage tanks. But it's not clear if they are just combing over old ground or acting on a new tip-off.
In other news this morning, the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is threatening to take Roman Abramovich to court to be able to use money from the sale of Chelsea Football Club. £2.5 billion remains frozen in a UK bank account since the Russian billionaire was forced to sell the club in 2022. The funds were meant to be used for humanitarian causes in Ukraine. Cancer death rates have fallen by more than a fifth in the last 50 years, excuse me, but we're told cases are still rising. Cancer Research UK, who are behind the report, say survival rates are up thanks to better diagnosis and treatment. Two teenagers have been jailed for the manslaughter of a pensioner who died in East London after a firework was thrown into his home, causing a fatal fire. 76-year-old Robert Price was killed as a result of his injuries in Dagenham. That was in July last year. And it's claimed drivers talking to passengers and daydreaming is more likely to cause mistakes behind the wheel than using a phone. A poll by the RAC found 3 in 5 admitted errors because of distractions.
Sport.
England have the chance to finish top of their Women's Nations League group and book their place in the semi-finals this evening. The Lionesses need a win away to current leaders Spain. Scotland travel to the Netherlands. Wales take on Italy. The Republic of Ireland hosts Slovenia. And Jack Draper believes he's still a long way behind the world's top two tennis players, Jannik Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz, after losing in the last 16 of the French Open. The fifth seed was beaten in four sets by Kazakhstan's Alexander Bublik.
A lot to do to catch up with them, in all honesty. My level's getting better all the time, but it's not just the tennis, it's, you know, the maturity, the consistency of what they're doing. Even though I've been more consistent, it's doing it when it matters, and these are the tournaments that matters.
Cameron Norrie is also out of the French Open, having suffered a straight sets defeat to Novak Djokovic.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
A bit cloudy with some blustery showers first thing across the UK, clearing later on with some sunshine in the southeast. 20 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Somebody actually had the nerve to text in one of the pieces of dialogue spoken by Bane in Batman in the hope that I would read it out with my retainers. And
That's just cruel.
Oh, we want to hear what you sound like when you do Bane.
I'm not doing Bane with my retainers.
You're such a spoil sport.
I'm not a spoil sport.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
You are.
Stop it now.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, how you doing? Hello from London's Leicester Square, home of the Cockneys.
Yes.
And broadcasting live around the United Kingdom, Europe, and indeed the world, wherever you are listening. Hello, it is 6 minutes past eight in the UK, and it will be a similar time, but slightly different if you're listening in a different time zone.
That's right.
And so there you are. I like to help people out with the time.
Yeah.
Now, we're getting ready to play the £25,000 box. Yesterday was day one of this particular run. All you have to do is name the Radio X artist.
What? But it could be anyone.
Yeah, and you're right. You're absolutely right. It is. It is someone or some people.
Yeah.
Because it's a Radio X artist.
It's an artist.
So it could be a solo singer. It could be a group. It's somebody that we play on Radio X.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is guess who it is.
What are the clues?
I just told you.
Oh, it's impossible.
It's not impossible. And if you get it right, you win £25,000.
It's a lot of money.
Very excited.
A lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
An awful lot of money.
I'm very excited for today's game, but I have just slightly distracted myself because whilst trying to play air drums to this jingle,
yeah,
I just whacked my thumb on the microphone arm.
Ow.
Here. And it really, really hurts.
No.
And it's gone a funny colour.
Oh, has it already? Oh.
Yeah. Can the captain?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between the colour in those two thumbs?
Don't pull it.
I mean, yeah, it's a bit red.
I think I have to go home.
Have you broken your thumb?
I don't want to call you dramatic.
Imagine if you've broken your thumb air drumming to a jingle.
Dommy hasn't broken.
Ow.
Can you bend it? Can you do that? No, look, Captain, you can't bend it. You have broken it.
Oh, no.
I think I need to go home.
You need a splint.
Have some jelly and ice cream.
Yes.
And watch Netflix in bed for the rest of the day.
I think so.
Well, do you want to switch seats so I can do the buttons and then you can just talk?
Look, if you're going to sit here right in front of the microphone, you may as well do the rest of the show.
No, it doesn't
matter. I'll go home, have jelly and ice cream, and watch Netflix in bed for the rest of the day.
We can get you jelly and ice cream here.
From where?
Kitchen.
Yeah.
Captain, I don't know if you, they do jelly.
Captain, you know as well as I do, if James puts a request into the kitchen for jelly and ice cream, what will come back is scrambled egg, sourdough toast and a carrot. You know how they love to read the order and then just give us whatever they interpret it to be?
Baking sandwich. So I think he wants a mushroom in soup.
Radio X. Thanks very much.
Coming up, more of the excitable callers on a radio competition kind of radio on Radio X.
That's it.
If you entered, we could be calling you back to win big, big money on the £25,000 box.
Yeah, come on.
Plus, you gotta guess the songs from hearing just a drum fill. What? In our game we haven't played in a while, Drums Please. TGI Tuesday, am I right? Who's with me?
Now the Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
So the £25,000 box game, day two, will play after the Killers.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this? It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed and my stomach is sick.
Mr. Brightside on Radio X. Tuesday morning, 3rd of June, 8:14 in the morning. It's time to play day two.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Welcome to the box. Guess the artist and win £25,000. Guess wrong, and the box remains secure.
We've done it before, and somebody actually won £25,000. They guessed correctly the Radio X artist that unlocks the box. And once the box was unlocked, they won all the money. And it's back. But it's only day two, so it is absolute potluck. It's just a guess. However, if that guess is correct, it's £25,000. Each caller that comes on to play the game will automatically win £1,000 just for playing the game. Whether they're right or wrong makes no odds. They will definitely get £1,000. And then they play to open the box. They do that, they could win £25,000. Hence, it's the £25,000 box. But we need a caller.
Selecting caller. Caller selected.
Okay. And that caller is on line four. Hello, line four.
Hi, Chris.
Hello there.
Hello.
Are you on hold to play the game, or are you on hold waiting for customer services?
No, I'm waiting for the game. Thank
right.
you.
You sound very relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Now, Dom.
Yeah.
Imagine you were on line four.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it could be line one, could be line two, could be line three. It just depends. If Chris says line four, then it's you. You get to play for a chance to win £25,000, and we're going to go with line four.
Whoa! Hello.
Oh no. See, that's not the way to do it. The way to clearly do it is to go, hello.
Hello there.
There you go. What's your name?
I'm James in Sussex.
James, all right.
Good name.
Do you like to party, James?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Lovely.
Let's do that.
Where are you?
In Sussex, in Worthing.
Okay, all right, lovely.
Oh, God's country. Beautiful.
What do you do, James?
I work in digital for the NHS.
Oh. Mm. I don't know what that means, James.
It's just like a step up from IT.
You look down on the IT people, James, a bit.
Exactly, yeah.
Great.
So you're like, you've got all the know-how of the nerds without being nerdy, but in fact, you guys are cool.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. All right. We tell them off if they don't do their job properly.
Ooh. Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's going to be a fight now. Yeah, good. All right, are you at work yet?
Technically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, no.
Okay. He's working currently. He's doing a video edit at home.
That's right. Yeah.
James, stop talking. I can't get a word in with you here, mate.
Sorry. I'm editing something for Dom. He actually messaged me before I came on the line.
Whoa.
So, just put a video together for him.
Hey. Oh, no. Probably something about news, I imagine, if anything.
Nudes.
Yeah, let's go with the news.
Thank you.
Your family man, James?
No, just me, and I've got a lodger, which is why I'm trying not to be too loud.
Okay.
Is it a new lodger?
No, he's been with me two or three years now, I think.
Okay.
Well, I'm telling you right now, if you win, I expect you to make some blooming noise, otherwise you're not having the money. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Okay. Yeah, forget the lodger.
You just won £25,000. Okay, thanks very much, Chris. I've got to keep it down because he's on nights.
Yeah.
All right, so... £25,000. What would you do with it?
I don't know. Pay off the car. I'm going to New York, so I need some money for that. That's proven quite expensive, and I'm hoping to go on holiday next year as well. So
nice.
Go towards that.
Have you been to New York before?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I love it. It's such a good place. When are you going?
November.
Oh, I love it. Oh, lovely time to go. Really nice and warm.
Yeah.
You'll be spending that on coats. Right. Shall we have a go at this game then?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's go. All right, so you know it's a box, it's locked. The only way to unlock it is by naming the correct Radio X artist. Get it right, you win £25,000. By the way, you already have won £1,000 just for playing the game today, James.
Yeah.
So you've got a grand.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You are welcome.
Are the callers picked at random? Yeah, yeah, just totally at random.
Yeah, got it. Right.
Supercomputer.
Totally at random.
Supercomputer does it, yeah.
So before I ask you who you think it is, why have you picked this particular artist?
Well, the song that they did last year was one of my favourites, so I thought I'd go for that one.
Okay, so it's random.
Good enough reason, is it?
Hot luck guess, why not? You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, to unlock the box and win the money, who is the Radio X artist that you think will unlock the box?
Chris, I think it is Nothing But Thieves.
Nothing But Thieves. I mean, it's a good guess. Do you want to lock it in?
Yes, please.
Let's lock in Nothing But Thieves.
Your answer is locked in.
So there you go. It's in now. Now, no matter what happens, you've got £1,000. You've got £1,000 towards your trip to New York in November. Well done. That's yours. Can't take it away from you. Here's the question. Are we going to add another £24,000 to it? Shall we find out if you're right?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would be great, Chris.
If you could.
It's kind of the reason I did text in. For £25,000 is the correct Radio X artist, Nothing But Thieves.
You are wrong.
Oh, that was a big old gap there.
Oh, James. What a shame.
That's all right. I got to speak to you guys. It's all good.
Yeah, well, you've got to speak to it. And by the way, I'll take that. Thank you, because I'd have been more excited about winning £1,000.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You got £1,000. Well done. You've done it all you could. Enjoy your trip to New York. Stick that money away and have a good trip.
Thank you, Chris.
Cheers, James.
The box remains secure.
Decent guess, that, I thought.
I'm like, oh my God, he's going to win, isn't he? This is going to be our winner. Day two is going to be Captain Excitement here. Oh, you're kidding me.
He's still on the line, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine that trailer that Captain has to make? This morning on the Chris Moyle Show, James won £25,000. That's great, cheers. Got to keep it down, the lodger's asleep. You don't get that on heart, do you?
Don't wake the lodger, we've said that.
I think he's scared of his lodger. It's like a single white female scenario going on there with James.
Lodger's ruling the
room. He used to be out the house running down the street. Right, so, I know that the only person that will be disappointed that it's not Nothing But Thieves is actually James himself, because it gives everybody else a crack tomorrow of winning £25,000. You get on the show tomorrow to have a go, and you automatically win £1,000 just for playing the game. Just like James. James, you got £1,000.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great. Okay, lovely. I think we're going to start playing that clip a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. So, would you like to be on tomorrow? I have a brand new question. So listen up, because this could win you £1,000 and possibly £25,000. I'm going to ask you a question. You need to text the word box followed by the answer. You need to text the word box followed by the answer. I stress that because you will not believe the amount of people who just write the answer or they write another word. So get your phone out now. The number is 83936. 83936. Write the word box and then the answer to this question. 25 years ago, The Weakest Link premiered. But who was the original presenter? Who was the original presenter of The Weakest Link?
What, but in which country?
In the UK, come on. Silly billies.
Text the word box and your answer. Send it to 83936. That text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. But if you get on the air to play the game tomorrow, you win £1,000 guaranteed. You must be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain. The full terms, conditions and online entry details are at radiox.co.uk. The Weakest Link premiered 25 years ago, but who was the original presenter? Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. Text the word box, followed by your answer, 83936. James thought it was Nothing But Thieves.
Chris, I think it is Nothing But Thieves.
But he was wrong. What do you think it is? Answer the qualifying question and you could be taking part tomorrow in the £25,000 box game, Paul.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
But there's one more thing I've got to know. Does he take you places that I don't? And what happened to the story that we wrote? You just say you don't know. You don't know. Oh no, you don't know. You don't know. Woo!
Yep.
Wanna kidnap the truth and negotiate.
Yep.
Or miss the point and aim at you.
Yep.
Just wanna hear you say something that you believe to be true. But
you
say you don't know. You don't know. You just say you don't know. You don't know what it feels like. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll go. Yes, I'll go. Oh, baby, I'll go.
Razorlight before I fall to pieces. Come on! Razorlight! Come on! Hey, what do you think of that? I just played you Razorlight on Radio X.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. All right, lovely, thank you.
That's lovely.
This would be cruel if I read this text message out from Andy that says, save some charisma for the rest of us, James.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you.
Somebody nice can't wait to see James and his lodger on the next Gogglebox.
Yeah, thank you.
It's going to be a good one. It's just nerves, isn't it?
Yup.
You just, you know, that's nerves for you.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You got a busy day planned, James?
Yeah.
All right. You looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Great.
That yap is so like you're disinterested on the phone and someone's just reeling through information. And
I like you and James together.
Yeah, do you? Yeah. Are you having the best morning you've ever had, James?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. No, thank you. Thank you, James. I've just got £1 million. Would you like some?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Should we go crazy?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, day 3. He could have won today.
Do you know what? We always say this. That was a great guess, I thought.
Oh, you need to put... Dom's had a guess and sealed it in an envelope. You need to have a go at that as well.
Oh, but it's pointless because Dom will think of someone, it'll get said, it won't be them, and then Dom will change it. Then that will get said, it won't be them. He'll change it again, and then in about 6-7 guesses, he'll go, yeah, I got it.
The worry is, was it Friday I wrote that down?
Yes.
I can't remember what I wrote down.
I remember what you wrote down.
Do you?